Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful narration which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding the obligation of looking after orphans. As you know, looking after orphans, taking care of orphans is one of those topics which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran in many places. This is one of those things that all religions, encourage their followers to do and to perform. In the Holy Quran, God Almighty says the following: "And when we took a pledge from the children of Israel, worship no one but God, do good to parents, relatives, orphans, and the needy." Right, so in the Holy Quran, God Almighty mentions being good to orphans alongside worship of his self, being good to parents, and also relatives and the needy. It's a very, very important topic. And it's something that we should all take very seriously. In this beautiful tradition, which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam in the famous book Kanzul Ummal, Imam Ali says the following. This tradition is actually a part of his will that he wrote before he was martyred. Imam Ali says, "By Allah, by Allah." So he swears twice to Allah. Then he says, by Allah, pay attention to orphans. Do not be inconsistent with feeding them." Meaning, don't go over there, give them, you know, a kilo of rice and then forget about it for another year. No, consistently feed them. Coming one day and abandoning them the next, don't do that. Consistently feed them, consistently take care of them. Don't just, you know, if you're feeling like very generous one day, go and give them some money and then forget about it. No, consistently be good to them, consistently take care of them. And do not deprive them of your presence. Right? Don't just like send them some money or send them some food. Go and visit them, you know, go and meet them, go and hug them, go and love them physically, talk to them, meet them. As I've heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam say, "Whoever elevates an orphan until he becomes free from need, Allah will make it incumbent for him to enter heaven, just as he has made hellfire incumbent for the consumer of the property of the orphan." Right, so this indicates the obligation of taking care of the orphan. It also shows us the effect of this. The effect of this in the hereafter is that it becomes obligatory for us to enter heaven. If we do not take care of them, God forbid, we consume their property, right? It leads to hellfire. In a very famous, it's a very famous verse of the Holy Quran. In the Holy Quran, God says, "Indeed, those who consume the property of orphans wrongfully only ingest fire into their bellies, and soon they will enter the blaze." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the obligation of taking care of orphans in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli